I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama senators have approved establishing an innocence commission to review some of the state's capital convictions. Senators voted 20-6 in favor of that bill yesterday, sending it to the House of Representatives. The proposed legislation would create a panel to review new evidence in death row cases that hadn't previously been heard by a court. Bill sponsor, Republican Senator Dick Brubaker, says he supports the death penalty in Alabama, but he thinks the state should work harder to make sure people are guilty before executing them. The legislation was inspired by the case of death row inmate Bill Kenzel, convicted of the 1987 murder of a Sylacauga convenience store clerk. Kenzel's lawyers say they have new evidence raising massive doubts about his guilt, but they've been unable to enter it in court because of a missed deadline. Alabama's teachers will learn to bring a little bit of farm life into their classrooms at an upcoming workshop. The Alabama Farmers Federation is hosting the Ag in the Classroom Summer Institute this June for teachers of kindergarten through sixth grade. Teachers will be exposed to the workings of local farms and given strategies and lesson plans to bring this information into the classroom. Mary Johnson is the director of news services for the Alabama Farmers Federation. She says teaching about farms can fulfill curriculum requirements and inform students about some viable career options.
The earlier that children get introduced to agriculture and what farming really is, the more likely they may be to actually think about going into a career that's related to farming or agriculture.
Applications for the free institute are due April 15th. And the 8th annual Waterfest is happening this weekend on Lake Tuscaloosa. Waterfest is an event inviting the community to help remove trash and debris from their local lakes. Last year, volunteers removed about 7,000 pounds of trash from Lake Tuscaloosa. Stephen Daly is the deputy director of the Water and Sewer Department for the city of Tuscaloosa. He says the event also gives local students the chance to learn about their water supply.
They coupled it with an educational component, and it was tied to their science standard. And they would have little learning stations where the children could come by. And trying to get an awareness of children of the impacts of urban living around the lake, which is our drinking water reservoir, in hopes that they would go home, talk to their parents, and kind of educate the community as a whole.
Waterfest will be held today and tomorrow at the Rock Quarry and Highway 43 Binion Creek boat landings on Lake Tuscaloosa from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And National Weather Service storm surveys show that 7 tornadoes touched down across central Alabama late Wednesday and early Thursday. The Weather Service says the strongest tornado was an EF2 that hit Bullock County with 120-mile-per-hour winds just before midnight Wednesday night. No one was seriously hurt, and most of the tornadoes caused only scattered damage. Now your forecast.
Turning warmer again this afternoon, we'll top out in the middle to upper 60s for the northern half of the state, low 70s for South Alabama. Starting off Saturday morning and Sunday morning, quite cool 40s for much of the state, upper 30s for the Tennessee Valley. Plenty of sunshine expected this weekend. On WBUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.